Ayo. What's up, babies? What it is? What it do? Come on in. Come on through. It's your favorite host with the number one podcast in the world, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. Hey, welcome in, you guys. Go ahead and take your shoes off. Roll up that Mary Jane, you know. Let's talk today, because it's been a very common thing when it comes to sisterhoods, brotherhoods, you know, finding friendship or allowing friendship to find you. Allowing your heart to be open to friendship, you know. I want you guys to know first and foremost that friendship is not something that is created to hurt you, right? You know, we may be born alone. Oh my gosh, my spirit animal just flew by my window. It's a freaking hawk. Whew, I love it. I claim abundance for all of y'all and the message that you need to be delivered to you on today, because that's what needed to be said. But anyways, okay, so listen, we might be born alone, you know, and we're programmed to believe that, oh, you know, I'm one deep, I don't need friends, I don't need this, you know, everybody out here is up, you know, they want to use me for my money, this, they want to use me for, you know, whatever. Okay, listen, people have been so damaged, so now it's like they swear everybody is out to play them. I'm gonna break it down to y'all like this, okay? I look at friendship these days like relationships with my lover, okay? It's on you whether or not you ignore the red flags that people come with, okay? The reason that the world has, you know, and friendship has turned into what it has, you know, people's views have changed on friendship and, you know, loving your friends. Y'all remember the show Girlfriends, or, you know, even the barbershop, you know, it's like people don't just have genuine relationships. They ride or die for each other, and well, not die, but you know, we ride for each other. You know, we're not doing no stupid shit that's going to have us dead unless we laughing. But you know, the reason that so much hurt has happened in the world, because hurt people hurt people. Okay, so listen, it's a loop, it's a cycle, you know. You know, your parents, the way that they showed you friendship is supposed to be, or the way that they were with their friends and things like that, or the fact that they never had friends, or even the fact that some people, when they were younger, or as teens, as young adults, they might have been abused. They might have been lied to constantly. They might have been stolen from their parents. They might have, you know, their parents might have gossiped about them a lot. Their parents, you know, might have been okay with them being in situations that made them uncomfortable. And then you have to realize that when people grow up in those aspects, just because your parents protected you and loved you and showed you how to be a great friend, showed you how to love others, showed you how to protect your friends, protect your siblings, you know, they didn't put you on harm's way or whatever it might be. You know, nobody's childhood is exactly the same. You know, we all have different things. Some people might have a couple of traits from their childhood, the way they were parented or the way that they grew up or their cousins. You know, you go chill with your cousins and then this happens, that happens. And, you know, it all aligns together. So, you know, maybe you might meet somebody and you're a great person, you're a great friend, and then, you know, y'all start growing up and stuff like that, and they stealing from your house. You know, they sneak in and stuff because they're not allowed to have these type of things, or their parents never bought them those type of things, or, you know, they belittle you, or they make you feel like you don't matter because their parents make them feel like they don't matter. And I'm never saying that this is okay. You need to kick their ass to the curb if they're not able to change it. You know, we, just like with a lover, we have to approach these red flags. I'm not telling y'all to go get in nobody's face and make them feel like shit. I understand, like, you know, that's kind of like the first thing that a lot of us want to do, you know, like, bitch, why is you playing with me, ho? You know, type shit. But no, that's not okay. You know, we have to approach these red flags, let them know, like, I don't like this, you know, I'm not feeling the way that you talk to me. I'm not feeling the way, you know, whatever it might be. And then, you know, if it's not handled, if it's not fixed, if it causes an argument, if it causes some kind of, if it causes some type of pressure, you know, they want pressure, you give them your absence. You don't give them the benefit of the doubt, okay? We are not created to be lonely, or to never have these true loving friendships. We're not created to just be in hermit mode and, you know, never be able to have bonds. We're created to be able to build villages. We're created to be able to uplift one another. I'm not saying everybody gotta be your best friend, because everybody is not cut like us. If you're on here, y'all already know you're a room shaker. You already know you're a divine one. So that being said, when some people come into your life, not everybody is meant to be intertwined with you. You know, just like light is attracted to light, the darkness sees the light too. The enemy hears your prayers, just like the Most High does. So, you know, we ask for friendships, and sometimes the enemy sends in, you know, a nice package, and they're not really a great friend, you know. So we have to pay attention to these things, but you also got to remember, you're not meant to just be lonely, you know, in your life. And life is not all about just having a man, having a woman. It's also about having friends. It's also about having people that nurture you and care about you, and you know, lifelong soulmate friendships are a thing. I think that's what I'm gonna call this, soulmate friendships. I don't know, we'll see when I get to uploading this. But you know, we meet amazing and great friends who are there when you down, and you know, when you're crying, or you know, when you're up. And they don't judge you for what you do and don't have. But we also have to really realize that there are low vibrational friends, low vibrational people as well. So, you know, a sign of a toxic friend would be like somebody that only views you as an opportunity for their own personal gain. You know, a lot of these people that have come into a lot of your lives, if you're listening to this, you know, I know that you've probably been wanting friendship. You know, I know that, you know, it's great to have friends that can kick it with you and chill in your bed with you, and, you know, watch movies all night, and have walks, and, you know, deep talks, and you know, they can pull up any and every day. They're ready to come see you. You're ready to see them. You guys have comfort and laugh, and you know, you laugh together, and you have so much fun together. You deserve that, and that's not a freaking fairy tale. That is a real thing. And it's the fact that what pisses me off, to be honest with y'all, is there's so many people out here that, you know, they make posts and say, like, you know, fuck having friends, and you know, there's no such things and as real friends, or you know, you can't trust anybody. Like, if you're one of those people that tell people you can't trust nobody, you can't do this, like, stop it's ignorant as fuck. Do you really seriously sit up here and think that there is nobody in this whole freaking world, in this entire world, millions of people, you really think that every single person is out to get your ass? Baby, you're not. Come on now. 10-10 on the time. Let's be for real. Okay? Let's just be quite frank and honest. It's not that serious. This world, when people realize that love overpowers hate, love always wins, that's when, you know, when people start realizing that kind of stuff, that's when things will start to shift. But it's up to you that's listening to the sound of my voice right now to be a voice. When you leave this podcast after, you know, the tea that I have to give y'all, you know, you should be rolled up by now or got your bong ready. You need to go back and disperse this information to somebody else, you know, and make sure that you stay locked in and tapped in with the information that you are taking from here, okay? So, that being said, when you have gone through, you know, toxic friendships and things like that in the past, or even toxic, you know, you're a lot of the times your cousins are your first friendships, and sometimes, you know, your cousins wasn't really raised right, and y'all know it, so don't even make, you know, don't, let's not even go there, okay? But sometimes, you know, that was your first friend to, you know, hurt your feelings or do something that's not right for a friend to do, okay? Take it as it resonates. Remember, you guys, only take the messages that resonate with you and leave the rest for your friend that's also listening, okay? So, that being said, because of this past hurt and the things that you have went through before, you have to realize that you've changed physically, mentally, and emotionally from these friendship heartbreaks. It's not always a lover, a sex partner. Oh my God, there's three hawks flying past my window. I want to take a picture for you guys real quick. They're like literally, oh my gosh. Wow. All praises to the Most High. That means that somebody, this message is really for you. That loneliness in your heart, that pain, we gotta work on that. Somebody's heart chakra is broken, is blocked. Somebody has been heartbroken. And this message that I have for you is gonna help you. So I need you to make sure that you're taking notes, whether mental or, you know, actual physical notes. And you apply these notes, okay? So after you have went through these heartbreaks, which a lot of us have, it's not abnormal, you know? Just like not everybody is shitty, not everybody is good either. So realize that, you know, us 1%, us divine ones, the ones that answer the call, a lot of people want our light, but not a lot of people can return it. You're not the only one. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, you've probably attracted great friends into your life, but being the fact that you're so closed in your heart and you're so afraid, you might have ran them off. You might have scared them away, or your insecurities got in the way, and you put yourself in hermit mode, locked yourself away, and completely just dismissed the friendship. And you know, what's meant for you will always be. But you have to realize that you hold the power. You are the one that is going to attract these things. Life is not happening to you, it's happening through you, okay? So, that being said, these physical, mental, and emotional changes, they happen because of heartbreak, you know? The more you walk around with that dusty-ass attitude towards friendship, and you continue to think that everyone in this whole freaking universe is out to get you, hurt you, or is a bad person. You know, they live in their deep shadow side or whatever it might be. That the more that you're going to attract that in the universe. The universe is always listening. And for my people that's holy and Bible thumping, first of all, this ain't a Bible thumping channel. This is a spiritual channel. You know, spirituality is about your relationship with God. Religion, you know, that's a different story. But that's neither here nor there. So I need you guys to realize that the universe is always listening. So the things that you put into the air, you know, you're always talking about the dark things happening in the world, the how bad people are, how bad this is, how bad that is, and how people did you, and how, you know, he did this, she did that, and, you know, you're attracting more of it. The more you talk about shit, the more shit is going to be attracted to you. So it is up to you to let go of this old narrative that you are so attached to because of something that you have went through. A lot of y'all, you're comfortable with being able to tell the story of the heartbreak and the sadness and the depression or whatever it might be. And this doesn't even have to be just for friendship. It can also be for your relationships. It can also be for business partnerships. You know, it could be for family relationships, whatever it might be. But the more that you stick to the narrative, the more that you are going to attract that. You know, it helps a lot to do the shadow work. And I'm going to have a shadow work question at the end of this. So make sure that you guys have your journal and everything ready so that you can write the question. Because we have to dig deep within and get all of that gunk out, clear out all of the negativity, do the shadow work. Don't have your ancestors and the Most High continue to have to force you to do shadow work. Do it on your own so it's easier. Okay, and if they're telling you that a friend is not for you, if you have a gut feeling, you know, you have to release that and let it go. And if you don't know how to, you need to let them know, like, hey, I don't know how to just, you know, I don't want to be confrontational. I don't want them to be like, oh, you want to follow me because I don't like confrontation. It ain't nothing scary about not wanting to be confrontational. Point blank, period. Okay, so please don't ever let nobody make you think that you're scary because you don't want confrontation. That's not true. All right? So ask for it to be released. Ask for it to be removed, or the energy to be removed. And make sure that and if you're letting people into your home, if you're letting people into your space where you lay your head and you get a feeling that they are not good to you, good for you, anything at all, you're dead ass motherfucking wrong. They need to be released. Play some frequencies in your home, you know? Play some affirmations while you're sleeping. Cleanse out your mind, cleanse out your spirit, play some mantras and stuff like that. All right. So that being said, I'm going to tell you guys, you know, some ways to, you know, evaluate the people around you or the people that you meet. And then you can also use these, you know, these facts or tips or whatever you want to call it, to think to yourself, well, wow, am I a good friend, you know, or am I that low vibrational or toxic friend? Because a lot of times we also project onto other people what we need to work on in ourselves, and we also sometimes, a lot of times, we attract the things that we need to fix in ourselves. We see a reflection of ourselves in other people, all right? So a way to spot a good friend, you know, is those friends that protect you and they love you when you need their support. You know, they listen and they care and they love your presence. They love for you to be around. You know what I'm saying? They when you come over, they don't make you feel like you're a burden or a hassle or anything like that. You know, people that, me personally, if I open my home up to you, period, then you got enough. Okay? Because I'm not the type of person, I don't even like people just being all up in my shit, you know, because not everybody's energy is good and not everybody is up to par with their spiritual hygiene. Okay. STDs stand for spiritually transmitted diseases in my eyes, and that shit is so real. So great friends are, you know, they love your presence, they love for you to be around. And some of y'all have been so damaged that when you get around good friends, it makes you very much uncomfortable. Or when people come around you because you are the good friend and they have been hurt, it makes them very much uncomfortable. Okay, so take it as it resonates. You know, some people are more comfortable in chaos, and when they're in a healed environment or a healthy environment, an environment that is mature and is not, you know, drama and gossip and messiness. It's more about growing. It's more about being abundant and having, you know, real fun, you know, kicking it, cooling it, having y'all some weed and some wine and stuff like that, and talking about your goals and your week and, you know, your boo things and your kids or your trips, whatever you want to do. But it's not about, they're not doing, you know, yeah. And then, you know, those low vibrational friends, they only looking out for themselves. So your good friends, they protect you, they love you, and, you know, at all costs, at all times. But the low vibrational friends, the ones that we need to go ahead and pick and pluck out, okay, like a lace front, they're only looking out for themselves. They demand so, so much, and then they give literally nothing. They give nothing. And if they can't gain something out of doing for you, then it's a no. You know what I'm saying? It's just, they're not going for that. And also another way to point out, you know, a good A1 friend is that, you know, those are the friends that will share their secrets with you and also forever keep yours. They accept you for who you are. You know, they accept you for your dirty drawers. They accept you, well, dirty laundry. I'm not dirty drawers. You know, clean, you gotta clean the drawers. But you know, and then speaking of which, you know, something that used to like really bother me back in the day, people would, you know, when they get in arguments and stuff like that, they'll literally post their dirty drawers, post their dirty room, post their dirty bathroom, dirty kitchen, whatever it might be, as soon as, you know, they get upset. Or they'll, you know what I'm saying, like, that stuff is not okay. And that's not normal. That's not a normal thing. So you have to realize that people that do those types of things, they're a little bit sick in the head. Okay, it's not normal. They have to do work. They have to do shadow work. They have to take time for themselves. And karma does, you know, karma works, baby. So they end up going through shit on their own anyway. So we don't have to retaliate, you know. When you fuck with a divine one, yeah, that shit don't end good. I'm telling you now, you know. A good friend is, you know, when you're in any type of pain, they're gonna step for you. And when you go too deep into your hermit mode or you're closing off yourself, you know, they still make sure that you're straight. But those low vibrational people, you know, they gonna praise you in your face and talk shit later. You know, they like the gossiping, and you know, dishonesty is their thing. If you catch somebody lying a lot, please understand that they're most likely lying to you. If you catch somebody telling you everybody's business, from their cousin, their sister, their uncle, their all of their family, they're probably telling your business to those people as well. The people that they're closest to, the people that you see them hanging out with, you know, if they're telling you all of their business, you have to realize and understand that they're going to tell your business too. Those are not people that you want around you. These people might sugarcoat everything, and they only say what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? They the ones that's going to pump you up to go fight and do other dumb shit, and they're not going to stop you. they're not going to stop you. And I'm pretty sure we've all had those friends that, oh, as soon as it's time to go beat a bitch ass, as soon as it's time to go in and you know, pull up on at the club because, you know, they homeboy, your homeboys, you know, whatever. I don't know, honey, okay? It's been so long since I've been in any type of mess like that. But, you know, we all know those friends that are quick to jump for those type of things. But yet and still, you know, when it's time to talk about, you know, good things that are going to be good for you and elevate you, they don't really have much to say. You know, that shit is boring to them. It's just not their type of conversation, you know? So those are friends that, you know, some of y'all need to be looking out for. A question that I want you to ask yourself is, you know, are your friends mature? And, you know, do they guide you on the right path? Or, like, are these, you know, do they allow you guys to have deep conversations? You know, are they patient with you? Or are they always involving you in situations that you regret later? Like going to the club, getting blacked out drunk, getting in fights, getting jumped, or you know, keying a nigga's car, putting his car on flats, or, you know, arguing with your baby mama, or, you know, every time you bring that homeboy around, all of a sudden, it's chaos in your home, or every time that you talk to that homegirl, you know, they filling your head up with these ain't this and these ain't that, and then, you know, you get that thought process in your head, you know, or, you know, maybe they're putting you in situations that make you uncomfortable, or it's even situations where your ass got a lie. That is not okay. Okay, it's not okay unless you're lying for somebody's literal safety. Like, it has to be a legitimate reason. It's not okay. You have to use your discernment and feel who is not for you, because there are people who are literally not for you. Let me say that again. There are people out here who are not for you. If some of y'all could see the spirit of these people that you surround yourself by, you would never keep them in your energy. Please know and understand. Please know and understand that, okay? So, that being said, you guys, sometimes it might feel a little bit scary. You know, some people might feel a little bit too good to be true. You know, some people might make you feel like, dang, like, I don't know. It gotta be something wrong with them. I don't know. It gotta be, you know, not everybody is like those old dusty, crusty, musty, dusty ass, rusted ass friends that you used to have. You do deserve friendship, and it is a real thing. You do deserve sisterhood, and that is a real thing. You do deserve a brotherhood, and that is a real thing. It is a real thing. It is a real thing. Take some time to go within and figure out, because it's somebody that's listening, and you're used to pushing away good friendships because it's too much work. Not even too much work. It just doesn't feel like disruptive enough. Okay? Just think about that. And also, know that people who ghost you and walk away from you, or they just really just start acting funny and you didn't do anything, I want you to know that everything is for a reason. When people walk out of your life, when they run away from you, when they ghost you, when they stop talking to you, sometimes it could be, for one, that you pray that everybody that was not meant for you would leave your life, and those people were some of the people that had to go. Sometimes this is even family, you know? And sometimes it could just be that they're not used to a healthy friendship. You know, as long as you have been 100 with your friendship, you know, always make sure that you're a good person in every single relationship and every single bond and every single tie, so that if they do get to acting funny, if they do get to acting weird, you always know, but know that it was good on your end and that you were a great person. Okay? So, my shadow work question for y'all, okay? Well, first, what I want you to do is write a letter to a friend that might have changed your views on friendship. You know, somebody that really hurt you, somebody that you probably really, really cared about, you know, had a tight, great bond with. I want you to write about, you know, write them a letter in your journal. You know, you could tear it out and burn it after so that you can release the energy. But write a letter, go deep into depth with it, you know, tell them everything that you wouldn't tell them to their face, that you would tell them to their face, the things that you should, that they need to know. And also write about the, you know, y'all had the great times that you guys had, and write about the lessons that you learned, because what happens is we learn lessons from each and every person that comes into our life, every relationship, every bond. And then we apply it to the next one. It's not meant for us to just cut out all human contact, cut off our friends. You know, we have to continue to surround ourselves with the people that push us to do better, that, you know, get us on a higher vibrational level. We want to be surrounded by these friends. We want to be surrounded by these soul tribe members, you know, our soulmate friendships and lovers and things like that. Okay, so this is a great time to go within. This one was a little bit lengthy, but I appreciate you guys being here. I appreciate y'all listening, and I really love y'all so much. Shout out to y'all for, oh my gosh, it's a red butterfly and two yellow ones flying past my window. Okay, but anyways, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, I just want to let you guys know that I'm really, truly just grateful for you. Write those letters out, all of the things that, you know, that you want to say. And you don't, of course, we're not sending these letters. You just need to get it all off your chest, you know. When we hold things inside of us, it, to me, is kind of like when you smoke cigarettes. The nicotine, tobacco, all of that stuff, you know, it turns your insides into freaking tar. And if you smoke cigarettes, I need you to know that this is your sign to stop. And if you smoke, like, you know, anything with tobacco in it, it's time to get clean. It's time to be a cleaner smoker if you smoke dirty. Okay? Okay. But anyways, write those letters. Do what you gotta do. 3333. I want you guys to go ahead and take a deep breath in with me. And out through your mouth. Another deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Go ahead and hit the gas real quick. Affirm that you have found your soul tribe, soulmate friendships, brothers and sisters, and all of that good stuff. And you are repelling any energy that is not meant for your greater good. You deserve it. I love you guys. Go ahead and get your shoes on. Go ahead. I'm going to see y'all at the next episode. If you're listening from YouTube, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. If you're listening from Apple, Spotify, anywhere else, take this link, copy it, send it to your friends. send it to the people, you know, send it to, I want you guys to send this to 3 people if you really fuck with your girl, for real, for real. If not, you know, hey, it is what it is, you know. Some people not really cut like that, and, you know, I'm gonna feel the energy regardless. So, you know, don't come talking up in my face if you don't want to help the universe, okay? Because there's other people that deserve friendship just like you, just like me. Don't be selfish with the information. Give it out to others, all right? Also, one last thing. If you are in Texas or you're able to get to Central Texas, March 26th is going down. My private listening party is going down March 26th. 2 events, 1 day, 2 performances, 1 day. Great networking opportunity, great vibes, a day party and a nighttime event. Get dressed to impress. It's a player's ball, so we're gonna have fun, high vibrations, mimosas, pimp cups and canes and capes and hats and silk presses and perms and all of that. Okay. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. And I hope you have an amazing March. Let's get it.